Scott Morrison says he's had to draw a line in the sand, and the Liberal Party will put One Nation below Labor on its how-to-vote cards at the upcoming federal election. The Prime Minister says the final straw was a comment from One Nation leader Pauline Hanson, seeming to suggest the Port Arthur massacre was part of a government conspiracy. Ms Hanson's comments were aired as part of an Al Jazeera documentary, which also revealed One Nation tried to solicit millions in donations from the US gun lobby. Although the Prime Minister says One Nation will be preferenced below Labor, he still hasn't confirmed who the Liberals will put last. Political reporter Alexandra Beach.
The Prime Minister took his time reaching this conclusion. He's been under pressure to preference One Nation last since Fraser Anning's controversial remarks about the Christchurch shootings. Then came the Al Jazeera reports revealing One Nation operatives offered to help water down Australia's gun laws in return for donations from US gun lobbyists. Then the video of Pauline Hanson entertaining the idea that the Port Arthur massacre was a conspiracy. Today, Scott Morrison says enough is enough.
I've left it for a few days to see what the response of the One Nation leadership would be to those events. And sadly, I'm disappointed. And I find the response to the action of those One Nation's officials unsatisfactory. There have been further revelations overnight also, which have led me to the position this morning, having consulted with the party organisation. I've been in touch directly with them today and overnight. My recommendation to them, which they're accepting, is that One Nation will be put below the Labor Party at the next election by the Liberal Party.
Mr Morrison also consulted former Prime Minister John Howard, the architect of Australia's gun laws, who made the decision in 2001 to put One Nation last on how-to-vote cards.
This is a decision which is based on our strong view about the sanctity of Australia's gun laws, and to ensure that at no stage that those things should ever be put at risk. And it's very important, having been the party that introduced those laws, that we ensure that they are forever protected.
Today's decision means Pauline Hanson's candidates would go below Labor on every Liberal ticket, but they won't necessarily be put below the Greens or other minor parties. And this is a Liberal Party decision. It doesn't bind the Nationals. That will be particularly important in Queensland, where LNP candidates in knife-edge seats are worried they can't afford to put One Nation last. Attention will now turn to what the National Party decides to do with their preferences. Earlier today, Deputy Nationals leader Bridget McKenzie wouldn't say.
I've been really clear. The National Party is a federated structure. Our state divisions make those decisions, as they will closer to the election when all candidates are known.
While the former Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce slammed Pauline Hanson's comments about Port Arthur as bonkers mad, but not illegal.
It is beyond the pale. We now have One Nation questioning both 9/11, the terrorist attack in New York, and Port Arthur massacre. It is so bad. It is honestly pathos. It is ridiculous. I mean, what is next for them? They're going to question man on the moon.
A change in the Prime Minister's language over recent days indicates the government now believes it has a shot at winning back voters from One Nation. He's making a pitch to any who may be wavering.
The answers you're seeking to the legitimate questions that you're asking about issues like population management, rural and regional Australia, the need to deliver water infrastructure, the security of jobs and traditional industries in this country. The answers to those questions you will not find in the One Nation Party. You will find them in the Liberal and Nationals parties.
But those within One Nation have downplayed the chances this will diminish their support base. They argue that many of their supporters wouldn't trust the Al Jazeera reports, which Pauline Hanson has labelled a hit piece, and that instead many would be furious at the way the material has been gathered.
Alexandra Beach reporting.